With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforest and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It's a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion on climate change, titled, Vegetarianism is the Solution to Save the World, via video conference with our association members in London, the United Kingdom, on June 13, 2008.
I told you already, by mathematical calculation. You do the calculation and you show it to them. Okay? Yes. It's not that easy. When you just talk, you tell them, you show them the proof of calculation. Yeah? Physical proof. But generally, we will have less war. Yeah? Because we will have food enough to feed human. Because we don't feed animals that keep breeding. And all the medicine and all the water and all the wasteland and all the transportation. Yeah, and all the petrol needed for transportation and for preservation, and all the people who are wasting their time and their good merit to butcher them and supplying them, and all the people who are eating them and wasting their good merit and all that. There will be less war then, if we are vegetarian. Less war, because there will be plenty of food. Yeah? And the list can go on forever. Yeah. Even fuel price will drop down. Because we don't need so much transportation. And preservation for animals. And the medicine cost. And the sickness cost of all the people who eat meat. And, you know, the maintenance of the hospital. And all the equipment that needed in there. And all the energy that's used in the hospitals. And at home. And the employment lost because I cannot work. And etc., etc., etc. Yeah? And because when they're sick, they could not even work. Yeah? Because when they're sick, also their mental health is not well. Because when you eat vegetarian, you're well. You're better. You're stronger. You're clearer. You don't have the poison. Not to talk about the karma from the meat diet. Nowadays, all the scientists have proven already that vegetarian food is very, very healthy. And once you have a bodily health, your mental health follow. Don't you feel better now that you have followed my advice and eat vegetarian diet?
Yes!
You see? Tell that to them by experience even. We are not just talking.
Thank you.
then when your mental health already intact, you see, we can think clearer and we feel more relaxed and we don't want to make war with neighbors, see? We are more loving human nature, we are more ourselves, and all will be well. Everything that you want to do, you can do better. And you'll be like a normal human, like a true human. When you're sick, sometimes you have to take some drug that make you feel drowsy and very tired and very different from the way you were before, right? You are in an even bad mood, irritable mood, and you don't even want to talk to nobody. You don't even want to do anything. You're too tired, too depleted from the sickness as well as from the medicine. So after you're well, you feel okay, you think clear, and you sometimes wonder how you felt the way you did before, huh? Under the sickness and under drug, no? Yes, okay. So one of my assistants, he told me about a story of his brother. His brother used to smoke, and after he quit, the brother told the family that this is a completely different world now that he doesn't know before. Yeah, even just to quit smoking. You see, you feel lighter, you feel so much better than you imagine that you would feel. You see, because when you're sick, when you're tired, when you're under influence of drug or smoke or whatever, you know, intoxicant, you can't think the way you would think. You can't feel the way you should feel. You don't even know anything else except what you are feeling, which is lousy anyway, yeah? So you see, some of the smoke quitter would know this and would tell you, see, after they quit, or after the drug addict, they quit, they would tell you a world of difference. They will feel completely different than the person they were before under the influence of the drug. So it's the same with vegetarian diet. This is the best diet. This is the only diet that the human should follow. It's not befitting a human, a dignified human, to eat the dead flesh of an animal. Even animals, when they have the choice, even tiger, lion, and when they have the choice, they don't eat. They don't eat meat. You know, there was the story in Yogananda book, yeah? The autobiography of Yogananda. He wrote that one of the yogis in India, he tamed a lion, remember? Yeah, and that lion refused to eat meat. He just eat vegetarian with the yogi and lie at his feet just like a little kitten after being vegetarian. He don't kill nothing, he don't want to eat meat, he don't do anything anymore. You know, meat eating is not fit for anyone. Not even animals, but sometimes they don't have choice, they have to do it. You know, even some of the birds, they're supposed to eat some other smaller insect or something, or smaller fish or smaller bird. When I feed them vegetarian, they don't go there to eat fish or other animal. They continue to come to my house to eat vegetarian. Even my dogs, they refuse meat. they don't eat meat anymore. After they've been with me and vegetarian, they know vegetarian is good, they don't eat meat. And even sometimes, you know, the vegetarian food, they made it so real, it stings, yeah? You know that. Some of the fish, vegetarian fish, vegan fish, actually, it stings so much. I thought I'm in the fish market. And even if it's vegetarian, I cannot eat because it stings. And my dogs refuse to eat those stinking fish. Yeah, if I give them those vegetarian stinking fish, I thought, okay, maybe I'm too picky, you know. I'm too picky, so okay, give it to the dog. They just smell it and they run away. Yeah. So even animals, they refuse to eat it because they know it's not good for them. If they have a choice, they don't take meat. So if we are human beings, we should know that this is very, very bad for us, very detrimental to our spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, psychological health. Everything is bad for us to eat another being's. Okay? So you can do all that calculation and prove it to them. But you see, you can only do your best. Yeah? All right?
Yeah.
Whatever happen. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Hello, Master.
Yeah.
Would it help to tackle climate change if the governments control the amount of animals that is raised in each farm and also limit the amount of meat sold in each supermarket?
Yeah, well, some idea, huh? It would help, I guess. It would help to some extent. Of course, anything helps. But it's maybe not strong enough. Maybe we can ban meat indoor and outdoor, like ban smoke. Because out of sight, out of mind, yeah? Mm. You see, when the smoking ban is imposed in many countries, the people smoke less, yeah? Very dramatically reduce the smokers' population, yeah? And so many disease and so many sickness, so many trouble has decreased also together with it. You see? It disappear, yeah? Many sickness disappear or lessen or reduce in seriousness, yeah? So it's very beneficial when the government bans something. You see, people support it, yeah? Oh, one or two complain, I guess, but they know it's right also for them not to smoke. Yeah, I talk to many smokers. I always tell them it's not good for you. And they say, we know it. I say, I'm sorry to keep telling you like a mother, and you probably heard it enough from everybody, but I think it's the best for you not to smoke. You're too pretty to smoke. And you make yourself old and smelly. And they say, no, you're right. You know, I know it. I'm going to quit. In fact, I'm going to quit tomorrow. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, I have a couple who tell me that, you know, after I told them. And they did quit, yeah. So, you see, when the government put their feet, yeah, on the ground and say, that's it, enough is enough, we stop, we ban it. And the people might complain a little, but they follow and they reduce their smoking. And especially the younger people, they will know that this is not a sociably acceptable behavior to smoke. Then they stop. The percentage of teenagers quit smoking or not increasing smoking compared to other time when the smoking ban was not imposed was really impressive. Just a few months, and they have a statistic already. Very impressive.
Thank you.
So if the government really ban the meat, I think the people will support it. You see what I mean? Yeah. Because if people have to kill a living, breathing, loving, gentle, innocent animals to put it in their mouth, I think they will stop. Just the most of people, they don't know what a gruesome thing in the slaughterhouse for the animals to be killed. They don't know it. It's out of their mind. They make the piece of meat look good. They even decorate it and pamper it with all kind of spice, and the people just eat it. They don't even associate that piece of meat with a living, breathing, loving, gentle, kind, innocent, loving, living being. They don't associate. But if they have to go out and kill it for themselves, then I think they will stop. So this is a good idea. The government can ban the meat, indoor, outdoor, or outdoor, indoor, or in the restaurant. And then we go from there. I think it will help to drive home the serious detrimental effect of animal eating habits. I think the people will realize it more, and they will stop, and they will support the government. And meanwhile, the government can let the public know about the beneficial effect that we can have by having vegetarian diet. Yeah, they have to publicize it everywhere. They have to give leaflets to people to read, make it a public job to do it, you know, and then make classes of vegetarian cooking available to people free of charge in a school, yeah, night school or something. I used to teach vegetarian in in a nice school in Germany, free, you know? Yeah, there are people who would like to go there and teach free. And the government just have to encourage it and make it available, make it publicly known to everybody. Then everybody will follow. After all, they are so-called leaders, no? They're presidents. They're leaders of the country. So if they lead, people will follow. That's why they vote for them, to lead them. So I'm sure people will follow what the government proposes, especially when they know it's good for them, and good for the planet, and good for the future of their children. Because they don't want to kill their children. If the planet is damaged, ruined, or bad, inhabitable in any way, their children will be affected. And I think everybody loves their children, including the leaders and the government officials. The one in power. They all love their children. So they have to do it now. There's no other choice. You see, they have to give official endorsements, yeah? And let everybody know about the benefits of vegetarian diet. They have to create website for vegetarian menus or free of charge, class for vegetarian cooking, vegetarian club. Make it official. Then everybody would follow like a trend, like a happy trend, you know, some new change in the world. And they have to explain more to people the the seriousness of the change that we're facing right now, the danger that we're facing, and the worst consequences if we don't do something, if we don't follow the vegetarian diet, and we don't cut out emission. They could also put high tax on meat, on barley altogether, one who kills the animals, and educate people into a brand new, exciting way of life. Yeah, tell them to do some other job, give them some other new job to do, and explain to them, you know, the benefit of a new life, which is full of health, full of virtue, and peace, love, and happiness. Everyone would look forward to that. At least they would try. And then once they try it, they know it works. And if everybody else trying it, their neighbor trying it, the friends trying it, then there is a supporting energy, and the whole world will change. I can't wait to see that day when we all enjoy love, contentment, and enlightenment, and live in peace. So if the government really ban the meat, I think the people will support it. You see what I mean? Yeah. Because if people have to kill a living, breathing, loving, gentle, innocent animals to put it in their mouth, I think they will stop.
Thank you for joining us for today's Between Master and Disciples. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is up next, right after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. We wish you a noble life in harmony with all of God's creations.